Lac La Biche, industrial applications are a large part of a high-flying program at Portage College. The college's continuing education department has offered an introduction to drone operations. The program launched to a good response recently as several residents worked the handheld joysticks to power some high-flying crafts. According to Transport Canada, drone pilots are required to carry a valid drone pilot certificate at all times while operating their remote-controlled aircraft. The two-day course offered classroom time with flying theory lessons and outdoor time for hands-on techniques. The classes provided enough teaching to get participants ready to write the basic drone pilot license exam, which is offered only through Transport Canada. On October 21 and 22, students were given helpful instruction in a variety of areas pertaining drone operations, including theory of flight, airspace classification and structure, weather, meteorology, and notice to airmen, NOTAM, reporting services, as well as how to properly read aeronautical charts. As with other forms of transportation, flying drones is also regulated by federal law. Part of the learning curriculum focused on becoming familiar with relevant sections of the Canadian aviation regulations, including air laws, and air traffic rules and procedures. The outdoor portion of the course also emphasized the safe handling and flying of drones, which the students practiced landing on pads that had been set up in the field. This spring, Portage College will be offering advanced training for those who already hold a basic pilot's license and want to upgrade. The courses are open to everyone aged 14 and older. Drone use is a growing feature in agricultural, commercial, and industrial life. Overhead imagery, security uses, maintenance, and property management are all growing areas where drone operators are reaching new heights.